Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. Today I am here with the man with the bassy voice, Mr. Ty Stubblefield of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Thanks for hopping on today, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So why don't you give us an overview kind of what you do with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, as well as just a general overview of BHA?
All right. I'm Ty Stubblefield. I'm the chapter coordinator for 11 chapters and new chapter development. What that means is overworked, underpaid, cover a lot of country. Got chapters. A couple of my chapters are Alaska, Yukon, clear over to Missouri. So cover a lot of country, work at the high level with our volunteers on public lands and waters and wildlife issues. Our primary focus is keeping our public lands and waters open for access and keeping them public and making sure that they're managed and maintained and represent the foot crowd of the hunting angling community.
So what would you say are some of the key issues that BHA is tackling or that public lands are facing in North America today?
It's surprisingly, they're very similar. Our public lands and waters issues don't know borders. Canada and the U.S. share some very similar, public lands attacks and waters attacks. And down in the U.S., like in reference to waters, which we have a public waters access coordinator who works specifically on this, access issues vary from state to state and province to province. And, an example of Montana, we have great stream access laws. We can access any stream up to the high water mark for upland, water or not upland, but waterfowl hunting, and for fishing, and as long as you stay below that high water line, then you're perfectly legal. Whereas other states like Utah and New Mexico, they don't share those same rules. And if you just float down the river in a raft and set your anchor, you're trespassing if it's private property. So same with Canada. Like there's a lot of I had a lot of stream issues where, you know, we work on something that's that the U.S. is working on right now too, is, you know, clean water. There's a lot of you know, stream crossings and that sort of thing, and mining that affect clean water and affect fisheries. We work on that sort of thing as well. Right now, the U.S. and the EPA are working on a WOTUS, which is Waters of the U.S., and the EPA, and they're changing some rules that affect you and I as hunters, anglers, and water drinkers that affect clean water, and it's kind of a big deal. I don't know why it's so hard for the average citizen to understand that, like, we need clean water to survive, and our current administration's fighting, setting back some of those established clean water rules, making it less regulated. And so that's some of the, one of the issues we're working on there.
So how does BHA, and I'm sure this is kind of a bit of a loaded question, but how does BHA get involved when it comes to providing this access to public lands, public waters, or to keeping it open? You know, what's BHA's role in all of this?
So, you know, we are a nonprofit conservation organization. We're membership based, and all of our chapters are volunteer run. And then they have the support of, you know, myself and my coworkers, other chapter coordinators. And a lot of the work that we do is policy based. We do some on the ground stuff. We just came rolled out of September, which was Public Lands Month. And we did a lot of cleanup, like trash pickup and trail cleaning. I think that the numbers haven't been out yet, but we picked up somewhere along the lines of 800 to 1,000 bags of trash across the U.S. and Canada. But our primary involvement is at the policy level, where the battle is won and lost. Two really recent examples are Colorado. Colorado state lands were not open to the public. They were closed to the public if they were leased for cattle grazing, agriculture. The only way the public had access to Colorado state lands for hunting or fishing was the Colorado Department, their Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department would have to lease the state lands to open them up to access. Our Colorado chapter just successfully opened those up and made them available for hunting and fishing, if there's waterways on those. Opened those up to public access. It's like a monumental win in Colorado. And then I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it was hundreds of thousands of acres that have been opened up to access. And similar, like in Ohio, just yesterday, our Ohio chapter has been lobbying for over a year now. And they just actually helped with the purchase of new state lands. And I'd have to look the numbers up too. I don't have those right in front of me, but it was several thousand acres that purchased and then were opened up for multi-use, including hunting and fishing, state lands. It was a big win in Ohio, in a state that has very limited number of, you know, public lands to begin with. So our chapters are super active at, you know, opening up or maintaining access to our public lands.
So, two-part question now. If people wanted to find BHA online, where can they do that? And then how can those same people get involved with BHA's mission?
Yeah, they can go to our website, backcountryhunters.org. And it has all our chapters on there, most recent news right on that front page. But it has contact information for each chapter and the chapter coordinator. Shoot an email through that contact, or you can reach out. Every chapter has a social media platform. They have Facebook, Instagram. You can go to, you know, like Montana BHA, Montana Chapter BHA on Facebook, shoot them a message. They're super active. The boards, the folks that are running that page, you can reach out to them through the page. any of the chapters have that you could access them through. And a lot of the events, you could go to a pint night, drink some beer, BS with some folks. All of our events are on our website. They're happening all over the nation. Of course, things have slowed down a little bit because right now is we're in the heart of hunting seasons across, you know, the North America. So our events are a little thin, but there's still a ton going on if you get on there and look.
All right. Well, make sure you all head on over to the conservation page on our website. That's thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can scroll down or search for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers on there. Check out the their profile on there. You can get links to all the socials, as well as check out, I've done an episode with Lantani before, and so that'll be posted up there as well if you want to learn a bit more. So thanks so much for taking the time, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having us on and highlighting us. We really appreciate it.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.